And now for the second half of Stars and Stuff. Tomorrow, there will be apricots.
You know, boss, says here,
the London Times,
there's an international fraud going on. Some smooth fellas are selling fancy real estate. Mansions, castles, big estates. And when the people that bought them go to move in, nothing's there.
That's news.
Yeah, well, not just the buildings. Everything's gone. Trees and rivers and hills, lakes even. The whole landscape. And the weird thing is, every one of these people that were took were rich Middle Eastern oil cats. Well, you know what the Berbers say. If the face disappears, no respect is left for the nape of the neck.
Oh.
Are you the man known as Casbah Kelly?
That's right, sweetheart.
My name is Claire Ashley. I'm looking for my sister, Stephanie.
No, she's not here.
I know. Please. I've been to the police. May I sit down?
Yeah, be my guest.
It has to do with the Cafe Goya. Somehow, it's tied in with my sister's disappearance.
Cafe, Goya?
Yes.
In Tangier?
Yes. I came to you because I thought you'd know where.
Well, lady, nowhere. There's no Cafe Goya in this city.
It's on the Rue de l'Azur Vert.
Street of the Green Eyes? Nope. Yeah, very poetic, but not in Tangier.
It has to be.
Hey, Mojo! Ever hear of a Cafe Goya on the Rue de l'Azur Vert?
No.
Yeah, sorry.
It has to be.
Are you sure it's not some other place, like maybe Fez?
Or Rabat?
Maybe Marrakesh?
Or Casablanca?
No, no. It's here.
She's looking for her sister.
What's the connection between the Cafe Goya and your sister?
I received letters from Stephanie when I was in Philadelphia. She wrote
you
to me
from
that...
Philly?
Yes.
That's my hometown.
Your home is in Philly?
No. Home's here. But the house where I was brought up, that's in Philly. Or was.
It's no longer there.
They flattened it into a parking lot for the Penn Fruit.
Penn Fruit?
Yeah, supermarket.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, the Berbers have a saying.
Mojo.
Now that it's gone, does it matter that the cow ate it or not?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, right now. Exactly, what's your problem?
Well, my sister Stephanie wrote to me while I was in Philly. She wrote from Tangier. She said that she was working as a waitress in a small cafe called the Cafe Goya. She doesn't lie. She has never lied to me.
You have the letter she wrote?
Yes. Here.
No envelopes?
No, I didn't keep the envelopes.
All right. Where did Stephanie stay in Tangier?
I don't know. She gave the post office as her address.
Yeah.
I flew in from Spain yesterday. Stephanie was to meet me at the airport. When she wasn't there, I tried to find the Cafe Goya, but no one had ever heard of it, not even the police.
You have a picture of your sister?
Yes. Here. Stephanie is my twin sister.
Yeah.
Can you help me? I don't know where she is. I don't know how to find her. The police think I'm crazy. They say there's no Cafe Goya, no Rue de l'Azur Vert in Tangier.
Where are you staying?
At the Masalia on the Rue Marco Polo. It's near the boulevard.
I know where it is. Mojo says we'll try to find her.
You'll try to find the Cafe Goya?
If it's anywhere around Tangier, we'll find it.
It is. I know it is. If you can only locate the Cafe Goya, I know you'll find her.
We'll try.
Thank you both so very much.
Can you leave the letters for now?
Well, yes, if you think it would help. Thank you both again very much.
Think she's more interested in the Cafe Goya than in her sister?
Huh. You felt that way too, huh?
Late that evening, Mojo attempts to contact Claire Ashley's sister by using a yogic technique for mental projection. Using the sister's letters, Mojo is able to receive images and impressions that pass through his mind and are mentally projected against the wall.
Man, speaking of walls, something's appearing on the wall. A faint outline. In front of a building. Above the entrance looks like a sign. I think Mojo's trying to get it in focus. It's fuzzy, but the letters appear to... Damn. It's the Cafe Goya. It really exists.
But where does it exist?
Well, maybe there's something familiar on the street that... Yeah, that's it. Try the next building. Marhaba.
Ah, that's a tea house in the Casbah.
Mojo and Kelly make their way through the winding maze of the Medina, the old city of Tangier. But when they arrive at the Marhaba, where the Cafe Goya should be, there is nothing.
I kind of felt something was fishy.
Yeah, this whole thing is fishy.
Yeah, but I just thought of this. You know when we use something that belonged to the person, the letters, right? Well, what we're really doing is contacting them astrally, you know.
No.
What I'm saying is the Cafe Goya exists, but not where we can see it.
Are you talking to me or to the moon?
I'm saying astrally.
Put it in English.
Well, uh-oh.
Huh?
Monsieur Casbah Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Lindsay Mojo Sam.
Inspector Malay of Tangier's finest.
I await your return.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it a little late for the fuzzy fez?
It is never too late for matters of the police. You will both please sit. Now, a few questions, that is all. Yes. There is a woman who has spoken with you. Yes. And the woman, she wishes, what?
The same thing she asked your people about.
Which is?
Witches? No. Nothing to do with witches.
Yes.
Which is to find her twin sister.
She did not go to the police.
Yeah, sorry, that's what she told us.
It is said, a hand and a foot do not clap together.
He puts his cheese in the bottle and rubs his chin on the outside.
When a dog cannot bark, it has a bone in its mouth.
Yes,
pass near to that which makes a noise, but beware of that which is silent.
The barking of dogs does not hurt the clouds.
Gentlemen.
The blows of a friend are like the eating of raisins.
A very good...
A fistful of gravel, and then a mouthful of fur.
The heart of the fool is in his mouth, the mouth of the wise man.
Enough, halt! Is the young woman's sister in Tangier.
That's what she said.
And she says she inquired to the police concerning your sister.
That's it.
And what else?
Nothing.
Nothing about a cafe, gentlemen?
No, no cafe, gentlemen.
Cafe Goya!
Yeah, we told her it wasn't here.
Why did she come to you?
Don't know.
Ah, but you think about it? Nah. What?
She thought we knew all the places in Tangier.
More places than the police.
Yeah, she told us she went to the police.
She lied! Well, good day, gentlemen.
Yeah, trusting soul.
You know, I think I know what's going on.
Great.
When someone's looking you in the eyes, all you have to do is pull out your stops, and bang, their thoughts plop right in your head.
Mojo, look, tell me about it tomorrow. What am I saying tomorrow? It's light outside. Look at that sky. It's gonna be so damn hot. I'm going for a walk. Yeah, I take it you have something else you'd like to talk about.
You ever see the old Hindu rope trick?
No.
A Hindu magician will throw the end of a rope into the air. It'll travel up until it's out of sight. Then he'll send a boy climbing up the rope until he's out of sight. In the same way, he'll plant a seed, and as you stand there, you'll see a tree come sprouting out of the ground. grow full-size flower, bear fruit, and die. He can even cut a boy in pieces, and right before your eyes, the pieces will join again, reassemble, and there'll be the boy, as good as ever.
Yeah, those Calcutta kids are tough.
What the magician does is create sympathetic vibrations which stimulate and awaken astral vision in the audience.
The whole rope trick is a thought?
They're good. They start off with something simple, like a rose. Visualize the petals, color, smell, until they have that perfect. And then move on to more difficult stuff. Those guys may study 30 years before they perform in public.
Yeah, there's some distance between creating a rose and a Cafe Goya, right?
The cat's good.
Kelly's.
It's me, boss.
Oh, what's up?
I stopped by that girl, Claire Ashley's hotel. She checked out.
You think she actually has a twin?
Why does she want us to find that Cafe Goya?
I don't know. Now, what are you doing? Who? Moulet's men?
Looks that way.
Let's meet at the Cafe of the One Bridge.
Okay, I'll see you then.
He was part of that Fakir's henchman. Probably a drone. Hooked directly into the...
Don't look now, but the fuzzy Fez just stepped in the door.
Monsieur's Kasbah Kelly.
Mojo Sam.
What's new, Inspector?
Ha-ha! To me, you ask such a question.
Just passing the time.
I am not passing time. So, you are connected to the Cafe Goya. What kind of connection, I do not know. But this, understand, please. Number one, do not even think of leaving Tangier. Number two, in 24 hours, you will tell me everything you know. Everything. Or, number can, or draw rather, you will be escorted from the police station directly to the boat. Have a pleasant 24 hours, gentlemen.
He won't let us go until he's ready to throw us out. Nice.
Thing is, boss, we got 24 hours. He's not too sure about us.
Yeah, great.
Cafe Goya's got something to do with those big cons have been going on.
Selling estates that don't exist? Well, why do you say that?
The people go there, check it out, looks good, they lay out money. Go back, it's gone.
Well, I'm following your unreasonable line of reasoning, but...
Not if you have Fatma's little root.
Drugs? They drug them?
There's root that makes suggestion. Very simple. Makes you see anything.
Yeah, but even then... Hey, you really think it's connected to that con?
Sure. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been reading it in paper at the beginning of this story.
Yeah, good point. Hey, what are you pointing at? Up the street? Ah, good grief. That looks like us.
I think it is.
I can't be. I'm here.
Come on, boss. Maybe we can catch him.
Is that those damn thought forms we made last night?
Looks that way.
Yeah, looks that way. Great. Hey, they started running, too.
Hey, they're cutting off to the left, down that narrow street.
I really feel silly chasing myself.
They ducked into that doorway, boss.
It's dark as Hades in there.
It's all right. They're just thought forms. They can't hurt you.
I feel like I'm chasing my own shadow. How am I supposed to see with it?
Kelly!
Look out!
These ain't no shadows.
Hey, watch out, he's got a knife. Oh! Ow, ow, ow!
Another one behind you.
Hey, those thugs were real.
They used our thought forms.
To get bushwhacked, yeah.
Oh, man. Your hand okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I like to crumple my knuckles against a jawbone now and then.
Let me see.
Hey, you know, during that fight, that was the first time you've ever called me Kelly.
Sorry, boss. Let me see your hand.
No, wait a minute. Why do you always call me boss?
It fits, boss. Let's get out of here.
Okay, but I want an answer to this boss stuff.
There's a kind of old-fashioned charm to it.
Yeah, this African sun's been baking your head, Mojo.
You want the serious truth?
Yeah, if you can be serious.
You ever walk into a hobo camp dressed in a tuxedo?
No.
Or you ever walk into a Ritz club dressed like a hobo?
Close, but not quite.
Well, they say, if you wish to see the truth, hold no opinions for or against anything.
Nice, but who doesn't have an opinion? So whoever sees the truth, right?
That's right. So likewise, by me appearing to be someone I ain't, allows me to be who I am. You see that, boss?
Mojo, one of these days.